Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're Grant and Danny. This is the final hour of this four-hour installment on 106.7 The Fan. You can download the all-new Radio.com app. Listen to this segment, every segment, anytime, anywhere. Make sure you're tuned in on Radio.com. Andy Behrens is as good a fantasy columnist, writer, and mind as there is. You can check his work out on Twitter, at Andy Behrens. He's also, of course, always accessible. Yahoo Sports is where he writes his work. Andy, good catching up with you. I want to start with the New England Patriots receiver situation. We got a banged-up Rob Gronkowski. We got Danny Amendola practicing again today. Julian Edelman is out for the season, which I thought meant a lot of Chris Hogan, who finally broke out. What should I expect? Who do we start? Who do we sit at receiver for the Patriots?
Yeah, well, the nice thing is, you know, this is an offense that is going to score, but by the end of the season, they're going to average something like 30, 31 points a game, right? So we don't have to really limit ourselves too much here. It's not like it's a spin-the-wheel situation where only one guy is going to have value on a week-to-week basis. Hogan is really good. I think Hogan's going to be a guy who finishes with probably 1,000 yards, 75, 80 catches, something like that. He's not going to be, you know, he's going to usually find his way to mid-20s in my wide receiver rank as long as he's healthy. He was limping around a little bit last week, but he's practicing. It seems like he's going to be good to go. Gronkowski, obviously, knocked out last week, but he's also back to practice. Seems like he's going to go. And Danny Amendola is back. Had the concussion, had some sort of knee issue. Never really tough with the Patriots. They don't tell us much. But he's going to be back, and he's coming off a great opening week. These guys are all in play, as is Brandon Cooks. Eventually, Brandon Cooks is going to get his. He's one of these guys where, man, I can just tell you off the questions that people are sending me via the different social feeds, I can tell you that people are worried about Brandon Cooks. Eventually, Brandon Cooks is going to have some big days in this offense. It's Tom Brady. It's the Patriots. He's playing all the snaps he can handle. He's a wonderful fit for the offense, I think. These guys all rank as plausible starters. Amendola and Hogan are more wide receiver three than anything else.
Andy, a lot of injuries are derailing fantasy teams. That is industry practice. It's standard. Give me some good fill-ins here. Think of like the folks that have Greg Olsen that had David Johnson. I went ahead and used a waiver claim on Kerwin Williams. That went about as well as my first 10 diet opportunities. All terrible. Give me some guys that you're targeting that might get some value here on the waiver wire.
Yeah, listen, that Arizona running back situation, until David Johnson comes back, assuming he comes back, I feel like that's just going to be a mess. I wasn't terribly high on Kerwin Williams. He doesn't really profile as somebody who should be able to handle a full workload. They obviously went back and re-signed Chris Johnson, a guy that they decided to waive at the end of the preseason. So, you know, that tells you what they think of him. But he's probably going to get a dozen carries a game. None of those guys are particularly interesting to me. I think the most interesting names that were available on the wire this week, he started the running back position, and at this point, he's probably gone. But Chris Carson has passed the eye test since basically the moment he entered camp for Seattle, right? He looked like the best back for that team during the preseason. It took just about every carry for the Seahawks against the Niners in a really ugly game. And, man, if he steps up and gives us another 16 to 18 carries, it's going to be perfectly clear this week that he is the lead dog in that backfield. They didn't have Eddie Lacy active last week. Carson, a guy who's just crept up over 50% ownership in Yahoo leagues, he really needs to be universally known, I think. At wide receiver, J.J. Nelson was probably the most popular ad this week, and certainly the smartest ad with John Brown out for the Cardinals. He's just an ideal fit in a vertical strike offense like Arizona. Perfect fit for Bruce Arians and everything that Arizona wants to do. The kid, when he came into the league, he ran a 4.28 at the combine, which is insane. That's ridiculous. That's like closing in on world-class speed. So Just an absolute burner coming off a 100-yard game. He was really good. Rashard Higgins is a guy who's going to see a ton of targets for the Browns. It's the Browns, so we're never expecting more than 17, 20 points in any given week, even a good matchup. But in a PPR league, the workload that Higgins is going to see is going to matter. And I feel like we need to throw out a tight end, too, because, you know, Greg Olsen went down last week, and he's going to be out multiple weeks. Jordan Reed is dinged right now. We think he's going to play, not sure. So if I'm looking at tight end, at least for a week, I got to tell you, I like Jared Cook, playing Washington. Washington has they're two for two on giving up 90-yard days to tight end. They've given up 208 receiving yards to the tight end position so far this season, and I think Jared Cook's going to get his.
Makes sense. I mean, they've struggled to cover tight ends for a little while. Andy Behrens is with us. Speaking of the Redskins, we cover the team pretty closely and watch everything here in town. But their running back situation, even for us, is impossible to project. Rob Kelly may play through injury. Samaje Perine got zero touches in week one, 21 carries in week two. Chris Thompson is their big play threat. Which of those guys is a must play? If I have Perine, should I start him this week with Kelly being banged up? What would you say?
Yeah, I got to say I was surprised to see not only Kelly practicing in some capacity, but practicing as early as Wednesday. I mean, I would have come into the week thinking maybe we see him in action on a limited basis on Friday, and that's a good sign. But, for him to be active so early in the practice week, I think it's a pretty strong indication that we're going to see him. I would be really surprised if it's not some sort of, you take one series, I get the next between him and Perine, which is probably not great for either player, right? They're both, stylistically, they're just very, as you guys know, they're very similar. Perine is straight, he's a hammer. Not a guy who's going to dance around. Not a guy who's going to, he's not like a live wire out there. He's just looking to run through arm tackles as much as he can. So, Thompson is the safe play. He's clearly better in a format in which you get points for simply catching the ball. If you get points for receptions, Thompson is going to be the safe play. I think it's pretty clear that he's earned himself more snaps, more touches. Really dynamic player who's just not built for a full workload, right? But if he could get up to the point of seeing half the touches in that backfield regularly, he could be out of the point.
Andy, we're going to jump, man. I always appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for hopping on us. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good luck, everybody.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Yahoo Sports is where you can read his work. You can check him out on Twitter, at Andy Behrens. Here's a debate I've got. I got one league where I'm 0-2. Everything else, I'm at least 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got Jermaine Kearse, who's coming off with the Jets, a huge touchdown catch in a game where he got five targets. So he's got 14 targets in two games,
yeah.
Right? He can play, had caught two touchdowns last week. I've got Jermaine Kearse or Samaje Perine. I'm waiting to see what's going on with Rob Kelly for a flex spot, or Kendall Wright from the Bears, who I don't love. Could go Amir Abdullah from the Lions.
It's all one of those kind of plays. Nothing you're going to feel good about at this point. You know what I mean? It's weird how our best designs and the excitement you have over your roster just dissipates with these. I mean, don't even worry about the league. Don't even worry about what the situation is. I'm just going to flash you my roster real quick in one league. Look at all those orange questionable tags.
Yeah.
It's just so irritating at this point.
Have you seen my, where's my camera?
Where's my camera?
My team name in Grant and Danny League. I've got Terrence West at running back. Questionable. Yep. May not play. I've got Rob Kelly as my other starting running back.
Oh, man.
Questionable. May not play. I've got Chris Hogan in my flex. I've got Rob Gronkowski as my tight end. And I got Allen Hurns, who's questionable. I just picked up because Corey Coleman's on IR and Andrew Luck still hasn't played. Oh, by the way, David Johnson was my first overall pick in this league.
Wah, wah.
So we in this league, we only have, I think, 11 total players. I've got two guys on IR, one in Luck who may not play for weeks, and then five guys who are questionable.
Other than that, it's all good.
Literally, I have three guys. I'm looking at my roster right now. Three guys on my team, Trevor Siemian, DeAndre Hopkins, Jamison Crowder, who are not hurt.
So this is a different era of fantasy football. Back in the day, when the starting running back would be injured, the backup running back would be the guy that you flew and had to pick up. Like, how many times were fantasy championships won by some late season number that would turn into the guy that we counted on the next year and the cycle would go on? Now it's like, when David Johnson goes down, it's like, we think Kerwin Williams might get the bulk of the carries, but they re-signed Chris Johnson and Andre Ellington. And on second down, sometimes it's this guy, but on third down, it's a tight end. And it's just a disaster. It used to be you could just go pick up the backup, the handcuff. I miss the days of the handcuff. We're handcuff free.
Way to go, Seinfeld. No, that's George. What is that?
No, that was Seinfeld.
Okay.
Look at the handcuff.
Black Lauren just tweeted me something funny.
She said,
I also very much enjoyed Grant's "I'm not judging you, but I would never do that" response to the guy who said that he would go out kayaking instead of watching football as a diehard fan on a Sunday.
People are having fun with that, by the way.
They are. I definitely judged him. I said, I'm not going to judge you, but what you're doing is insane. Kind of judging.
Yeah. She asked me, what are the chances that guy's a lifelong Texas resident that just sort of relocated recently to Maryland? And I was like, I'm sure he's a lifelong resident of Maryland.
I got updates for you, Danny, from practice. Beat reporters are tweeting, is Jordan Reed going or not? We now know if he plays today in practice, he might be able to play on Sunday. What about Mason Foster? What about Rob Kelly? We'll tell you who's in, who's out for the Redskins. News and notes next on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.